Now Susan Murray's off to meet a farmer on the outskirts of Hamilton who takes great pride in how his place looks. But he says it's because he wants it that way, not because of anything he's been told he must do.
This is a dairy goat farm. It's kidding time.
So 1st of July is the start of kidding, and it will carry on for 6 weeks at least. Yeah, the first 6 weeks is what I call orchestrated chaos.
And this is dairy goat farmer James Hill.
So we planted all our trees, everything you can see.
Yeah, nothing was here when you came?
Absolutely nothing, not even a fence. And those ones are 5 years old now. Look at how beautiful they are already. And honestly, that makes such a difference to my well-being and that of the farm. Plus, when you come into the farm and you see all these trees, it tells you the place is alive. Something is happening here, you see. And that's important, because otherwise, it's like going to work and feeling sulking all day. You want to be enthusiastic. You want to be enjoying life. You can see there our sign there. It's only the best for our goats. That's what we do every single day. What you do when you wake up is do the best for your goats and they will look after you. It's simple. Life is actually very simple. We make it way too complicated. But yeah, that's just my opinion.
Does Jubal 5 mean anything? That was also on the sign with only the best for our goats.
Yes, this is the fifth farm me and my dad bought since we've started farming 30 years ago. Yep. This is our fifth farm and the last farm we buy. We will not buy any more, but so that, and Jubal itself means rejoice. That's what the word means. In Afrikaans, it means rejoice. So if you come to this farm and you do not rejoice, please do not come here, because this is what we do on this farm. We enjoy what we're doing. This is our life.
A new life that started when he left South Africa in 2005. He, his father and daughter Danielle were looking for a better life, away from politics and violence. And during the plane trip, he went from boss to boy. The 1,150-hectare sheep, beef and maize farm he owned turned into working for a number of years on a couple of dairy goat farms. A valuable and learning time, he says. He then purchased this 30 hectares, which, along with 8 hectares of lease land, is enough to run a profitable dairy goat unit. He milks 450 does.
So all the doe kids, most of them I sell, but apart from the replacements, I keep. And then all the buck kids, most of them will go for what we call cabrito kids. Don't know if you've heard about that. Or it's Tukuhiti meats. They buy all, we rear them to 10 kilograms, and then they sell them off all over the world, actually. It's a delicacy. Can you believe that? But they were only allowed milk and hay, because they want the meat white. So that's what we do with the buckets.
How long does it take to get them to 10 kgs?
Oh, about 3 weeks. Okay. 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks, depending on what you use. Like this season, because we have such a big stockpile of milk powder at the co-op, we're using real milk, so it will be quicker. Otherwise, we buy what Fonterra sells us, the Ann lamb or whatever, and that takes a bit longer. And we are 100% all the buckets go to them. So we don't dong them like we used in the old days. That doesn't happen no more. Makes you feel better that at least it's not wasted and so forth, you know, which makes sense.
And these ones there, Sarnens, are they?
Yeah, predominantly Sarnen. I've got a bit of Toggenburg as well.
How long do they stay in the flock?
I've got ones that are here already 10 years. Normally, the ratio will probably be about 7 to 8 years max. But I've got ones that just keep going, and they are like pet goats now. They don't produce as well as they used to. I think year 3 and 4 is their best. Yeah, you need to get a balance between production and longevity, because it costs a lot of money to rear them. You know, it's over $500+ to rear one kid. And if you have to replace a heck of a lot every year.
$500?
Yeah, easy.
To rear one kid?
Yeah.
Why so expensive?
Oh, it's just the milk powder that you use, and obviously labour and all of that. But yeah.
Okay. And what do you like about goats?
Their personality is awesome. They are individuals like us. They are absolutely, some are naughty, some are good, some are plain evil. You get everything here. And they're easy controllable. They talk to you. You know, if you're late with milking or something, they moan. They tell you there's not, you're late or whatever the case is. So it's just such awesome animals. They're more like pets than animals. But yeah, that's what I love about them. And then obviously, the financial aspect of the goats is a lot more profitable than cows or anything else. That's why we chose to get into goat farming and not cow farming. Because you can actually, with a small piece of land, have a good life.
Right. Yep. Yeah, because the milk's going really well.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Now we've got doing drama. We are struggling a bit as a co-op at the moment with because of COVID. We lost a bit of our market. Just because of logistics and so forth. But that will come right. All our milk powder are put into infant formula, and that's being sold over, I think, 20-plus countries all across the world. And we're probably the best of the best when it comes to quality. So we 90% grass-fed. You know, we don't buy in stuff like in Europe and all those places. They just buy in all their feed them every day, where we are all grass. And that you can't be more natural than that.
And that's what you call, it's cut and carry, isn't
yeah,
it? Because
cut and
you
carry.
Actually, so you house them, we're in an open-sided barn,
yeah.
well, protected down the sides, but a barn.
Yes.
So they're always inside or
yes.
undercover.
Yeah, but, yeah. There is times that they go out, especially the young ones, they've got a play area where they go out and play because that first year, that's all they want to do. And they enjoy it so much. But the older does don't care that much. They love to be inside. And the other big reason for being inside is the parasites. You know, if you have them outside, there is a few dairy goat farms that are outdoors. They do struggle a bit with the parasites. That's the big reason why we're indoors. And then they don't want to get wet. They hate water. That's just one thing about goats. They do not like being wet. So it's just unbelievable. We are so blessed here with the grass we have. There's nowhere in the world I've seen grass grow like here in New Zealand. And that's our competitive advantage. And I think sometimes farmers forget that. That is our competitive advantage, is the grass. That's where we beat everyone in the world. Just walk over there. I want to show you my breeding mops, which are the best ones. That mama just had... Four? Yeah, four.
How often do they have four?
Oh, it just happens. They always have twins or more. Where's Mikey? Come, Mikey. Come here. Hey, wake up. I call her Mikey, which means, if you translate it, my pet, my friend. Yeah, so in Afrikaans it's Mikey. Hey, come, Mikey. Come, miso papa. She's having a sleep now. She'll come over later when we milk. And my daughter Danielle, she's just helped those that doe there have those twins there. That one just kidded over there.
So that's their first standing up, is it? Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, inside a minute, eh? It's unbelievable. Eh? Nature is so wonderful.
They pop them out. Can they count? Do they know that they've had how many they've had?
No, but they do. They do go on the sound and the noise they're making. After smell. So, yeah, no, they know exactly who's who.
And how's it going?
Good. Very busy, though.
Yeah. What do you enjoy?
Everything. Especially the little kids.
And you hand or rear them to start with? Or all the right through? No.
They stay with mum's for 3 days and get colostrum. And after that, they come down to me. And then from there, they get hand-reared onto these red teats.
And then they self-feed after that?
Yep.
All automatic feeder. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Lovely, and it's just the two of you mainly doing it.
Yeah, and Dad.
He's busy picking up grass.
Yeah, he's just picking up grass at the moment. He'll be back any minute. And then I have my partner. She's rearing the cabritos over there in the implement shed.
And did you, what have you just learnt on the job?
Yeah, I've been learning since I was about 9. And ever since then, I've been milking goats as long as I can remember. so it's second nature.
And a career you'll stick with?
Yep, for sure. Now, once I finish uni, I'm in my last year now, and then I'll come with Dad full-time. I'm already full-time, but then I'll be officially finished with uni and all my studies.
What have you been studying?
I'm doing a Bachelor in Business, so I major in Economics, and I minor in Finance and Agribusiness at Waikato.
And how surprised are other students that you've already in the business world?
Very surprised. Most of them are part-time working somewhere, doing restaurant work or anything like that. But for me, it's much easier because I'm already set up to where I want to go. For them, it can be hard to climb into the industry, especially agriculture.
So any tips for them?
Work hard. Work hard, stay focused, put the hours in. Even if you can't sleep at night, just make sure you get it done. You can't slack off or else you won't be able to make it.
Okay.
You want to see the cabritos?
Yeah.
Yep. Very surprising about the goats is that about 7 o'clock at night, they will stop. If anything is trying to kid after that, there's something wrong normally. So I know that, and I just go and help and get it done. But normally, at 7 o'clock, they stop kidding, and then in the morning at about 5 o'clock, they will start again. They take a break, which I enjoy.
It's very polite of them.
Yeah, very. Absolutely.
Maybe it's a bit like alpaca, and it's sort of temperature related.
Must be. Yeah, I don't know the science behind it, but yes, that's what I think. So these are mostly all the bucks, and they, like I said, only milk and hay. That's all they're allowed. And they're just having the time of their lives. You can see your Holly put her whole play area. So that's the next stage where they're going to come to. Then they're going to come into here. So then they're going to have all their slides and whatever you can think of. It's here.
Slides and reels and tables to jump on.
Yep.
We try and give them the best that they can while they're here because they're not with us very long. So we give them everything that they could
want.
Yeah.
So it includes a lovely play area with lots of sawdust and,
So she's going to rear 700 plus. So they're going to have a very busy time for the next 2 months, pretty much. And then I can put my trackers back in here where I belong.
Hey! Hey, and your sheds are quite special because on the roof you've got your solar panels.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so what led to that?
Well, we've had solar pumps in South Africa. So I had a bit of experience with it and it worked very well. So when I came here, Googled, got onto a Light Force and a few other companies. I had quotes from probably 4 or 5 different companies before I decided on Light Force. But yeah, just looking at the figures, it was actually a very simple decision to be made. It's just you make money in the process. There's no two ways about it, specifically because we use so much power in daytime. I would not advise it for households. I don't think you get ever your money back. Even with batteries, it's just too expensive still. There is going to be a time when it's actually going to be beneficial to do it for households. But for us, like, we've got all this roof space. And then because we use it in daytime when you actually pay a lot for your power, it's a no-brainer. Then you make your money on it. And it's good. It's I'm helping. I'm doing my bit for the country.
Environmentally, and so, and what are you doing for your pocket? Like, what sort of savings do you have? Because
last year,
put in.
It cost me. I think it was just over 70 grand to put in, and my first year I got a return of 15%, which I think is awesome.
So what would you say spent on electricity power in a month, and what would you spend now?
Well, it used to be about $1,500 a month. That's the dairy. And the house, and I will now average about $400 a month instead of $1,500, which is a huge, huge saving. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you can feed some of that back to the grid?
Yes, everything that excess at the moment is just exported to the grid. You do not get paid much. In the beginning, we were paid 14 cents a kilowatt hour. We're only getting 7 cents a kilowatt hour now. But it makes a difference, especially in summertime. We actually getting paid and not pay anything at all because just of the amount of export we have. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. Look at that udder. You haven't. That is utter beauty. Look at that long body. It's just awesome. If I had 1,000 of them, I'll be a rich man.
That goat just has eyes for my dad, honestly. That goat's all about that. Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you the dairy.
Yeah.
And there's Pockle, the farm cat.
You seem to have a lot of cats.
Yeah, and they're all farm cats. But that was the first one that came. And again, my heart's too little to not feed them, so there's more now. I'll take you this one.
James Hill and his daughter Danielle.